forget a 401k. I just want a Sleep Number.
Do your laundry. Match your socks.
Welcome back to the Tucked In Tea. You're sitting here with Alex and me.
Okay, Trent.
Having fun, but we just begun. So sit tight, tuck in your tea. Yeah.
Okay. So sit tight, put your hair in a bun. That's what you could have said.
Can you put your hair in a bun for me?
It'd be more of a sprout.
Go ahead.
More of a, like a little just boop little off boop. The top of my head.
Little boop on the head.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. Welcome back.
Thanks for joining the Tucked In Tea podcast. It's me, Alex.
It's me, Trent 2.
And Trent 2. What happened to Trent 1?
He's still out. Out and about running errands and whatnot.
Well, I'm glad you're here to record with me.
I'm glad I'm here to record with you,
too. I'm glad you listeners are here.
Thanks, guys.
I always look out whenever I say you listeners as if they were just sitting right here. I can just imagine.
Can't you see them, Alex?
I can, right there. I have a tall guy, a short guy, medium guy, tall girl, small girl, medium girl.
I see a tall guy, a beard, some twins, and a purple hoser.
I actually didn't even think. Wow, how did I put that together when you were going until you said that?
I see millions gathered around the throne of every kindred and tongue. Anyway.
If you guys get those references, I like it.
You like it when they get that?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Alex, if they did like something we said and they want to talk to us, how can they do that?
Oh, they can talk to us, well, by letter, by telegram.
Mm-hmm.
But more modernly, they can reach us at our phone numbers at 44 beep. Oh, you said I couldn't say those?
Right. Don't ever say that.
Oh, okay. Well, they can reach us at the Tucked In Tea Podcast at gmail.com.
That's right. The electronic mail system.
We'd love for you to reach out and so we could get some fan mail.
Fan mail.
It makes for a good day for us. It makes for a good day for you.
Yep.
And for the people in Zimbabwe.
What?
Oh. I want a Zimbabwe listener.
Okay, new goal.
Okay.
Why Zimbabwe? Any specific reasons Zimbabwe? That's a very random country.
I just remember that country because we had a missionary come to our church one time.
And it's fun to say.
Zimbabwe. I am from Zimbabwe.
Zimbabwe.
Maybe if they were listening, they'd stop after I just did that.
Yeah, it was after we just butchered it.
You know, if we say Zimbabwe enough, do you think maybe the podcast...
You become Zimbabwanese?
Next thing you know, I'm carrying a bucket of fruit on my head.
What?
Is that what they... I don't know. Maybe... Maybe they don't do that. I respect every Zimbabwean.
How do you say that?
Zimbabwean.
Zimbabweans.
Are you a Zimbabwe?
Zimbabwe. Yeah, we're going Zimbabwe. Yeah, if you say Zimbabwe enough, you become a Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm. Well, what I meant to say was maybe that podcast.com.
The algorithm?
Will give it to them. Like, we can maybe purchase targeted ads to Zimbabwes.
Hey, you're Zimbabwe. They said Zimbabwe. This is for you.
I'd like for that.
Speaking of Zimbabwes, Alex, you ever heard of steeples?
Steeples?
Yeah.
Like on church?
Yeah, like those.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know why those are there, Alex?
I actually don't. No, I have a guess.
Can you guess for me?
Mm-hmm.
And let the listeners know?
So back in the day, when they first invented church, It was real foresty.
Yep, Israel.
Just, you know, they have their cedars everywhere. And
when they invented church.
And there's just so many trees in this forest. And just imagine going through the woods. How are you going to find church?
Oh, I've lost my church. Where did it go?
So they created a little pole that they put on top of their church.
Just a big stick?
And then eventually over time, they fashioned it to be a steeple.
They just kept, like, this thing keeps falling over. We need to add on to this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This thing won't stand up by itself. Mm-hmm. Well,
am I right?
You're right, sort of. You're pretty close.
In what ways?
Pretty close. You got one of the reasons
why
steeples exist. Another reason I think you would have thought of it. It's the first one I thought of it because of bells, bell towers. They had to get the bells high enough to where they could ring louder
and farther. Oh, is that how it works?
So steeples, well, I mean, like if you think about it, if the bell is on like ground level, it's not going to, like there's buildings in the way, like the sound gets hindered from pronouncing their carols of joy.
Oh, okay.
So if it's higher, you think speakers, they're always up. You don't put speakers on the floor. It's above, so it can spread. It gets in the air. It kind of like blankets your life.
I prefer my surround sound to be coming from my feet.
Coming from the ankles?
Yeah. If I could put a speaker anywhere on my body, it'd probably be my ankles.
You'd be the only one. Wait, re-say that, please.
If I could put a speaker anywhere on my body, it'd be on my ankles.
What?
That on my left, and then on my right, I probably put a Wi-Fi tower.
A tower on your right ankle?
Yeah. It'd be everyone's hotspot.
It'd be the,
nickname.
Speaker of the house.
Yeah, what?
I don't know.
Okay.
Anyway, so another reason why steeples exist is because of... So, yeah, you're right. Visibility was one. Back before they had Google Maps and satellites, and back when the church was invented, and back when Peter and John and James were like, hey, we need steeples. And so they put steeples on so they could see. I actually don't know how long ago steeples were being used. But so, yeah, for visibility, so people could know where the church was, they could locate it. Another reason for bells, we talked about that. Another reason, there's so many reasons. Another reason is because you could see the shadow and tell what time it was.
What?
Yeah, that was a reason I found. So apparently if you needed to know what time it was, you could just find the nearest church, get really high, and look at its shadow on the ground, I don't know, and you'd know what time it was.
Just gotta get on a helicopter.
You just gotta get higher than the steeple.
I feel
steeple.
Like if you have the means to get above the steeple, then you have the means to find a clock.
Well, no, you have to climb the steeple and then look down.
Exactly. I feel like it'd be easier just to find a clock somewhere.
But apparently it was just one of those giant sundials, what it was. The last reason, which I actually didn't consider until I read it, and I actually think it's pretty neat, it was to direct men's attention upward. To get them looking up.
So they should make him... Some people have a cross.
In a sense of spiritual reflection.
Okay. Well, so some have a cross. Maybe we should just put arrows then. Just arrow on your church.
Okay, I can see that.
Yeah, I think that's what we should do.
You should bring that up with our church.
Okay, yeah. I'll ask them to change it.
Hey, I just purchased a 75-foot arrow off of Amazon. What do you think if I just bolted that to the roof?
Well, really, you could just turn the cross into an arrow just by two lines.
You're so right.
Look at me. Geometry.
Look at him. He doesn't believe in jet lag, but he knows how geometry works.
Oh, yeah.
I don't believe in geometry.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Dude... That actually reminds me, because some people don't, because, you know, when you do geometry, and you have to, some people won't even get this, because they're not even there yet, maybe in school.
I don't think I'm there in school.
Proving a triangle, you know, in geometry, do you ever have to do that?
Yeah, like Pythagorean's theorem?
Kind of.
I don't know what that is, a big word I remember.
I actually don't really remember much about geometry. I don't want to talk about geometry.
Okay, then you brought it up.
I did.
So, no more. Hey, okay. Stop that. Alex, we had a busy week, huh?
Oh, man, we had a busy
Hard
week.
Hard transition. Should we redo that?
No.
Make it a little smoother?
Nope. This is it.
Okay, we won't.
Nope.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Busy, busy.
So busy week. Started early in the morning, ended late, or maybe you'd say in the early morning as well.
Yeah. Whatever time you want to think about it as.
Because it was like, what, we'd wake up almost 7:30 probably at least in the morning.
At least. I hope so.
And end the day at 1 a.m.
1 to 2. Yeah.
What a day.
That will be when I just get to sleep.
I'm still waiting for that day, but
it'll be here. Might be at the age of 65, but it'll be here.
That's all I'll do. I'm going to retire and just sleep.
Like, I don't need a retirement account. I just need enough to buy a good mattress. And we're good.
If you got a 401k, I just want a sleep number.
I just want to invest in sleep number.
That's funny.
That is funny. I hope you do more than sleep, Alex. What do you think your retirement hobby will be? You think you'll keep golfing?
Oh, yeah. I'd probably golf.
So the world knows, Alex is a golfer. A good golfer.
That's...
potential.
Depends who you ask.
He's got the potential to be great.
Maybe if I... Well, I wasn't broke.
If he was great, he'd have the potential to be great.
If I was really good, I'd be pretty good.
I'd say so, yeah.
Wait, we didn't finish what you were saying before.
What?
About, Oh, man. Okay. So before, someone's screaming this out right now because they're listening and they know what I'm trying to say. But we didn't finish what you're going to say about.
About.
How did we get here? 401k
investing. Okay, let's backtrack here. We were talking about busy weeks.
Oh, yes. We didn't talk about the busy week. Just started talking about sleep numbers and retirement.
I always do that. Sorry.
But it was a busy week, wasn't it?
Sure was.
Yeah, it was long days, and we were just working. We had a youth conference here, and it brings in numbers, Trent. Plenty of them.
A whole slew of numbers.
1,500 is like the medium amount.
A good average.
Yeah. And yeah, it's just, ooh, there's a lot of people. You would know, you counted them.
I counted half of them.
Yeah. Trent was in charge of the counting part of it during the services. And tell them how that went for your eyes.
It gave me some weird headaches, to be honest. My eyes were bouncing so fast. I was trying to figure out if... So I had my app on my phone. I wasn't going to go up there and just go, like, try to remember it all. I was thinking, hey, all these rows are full. Maybe I can just, like, multiply them and just get a big number. But I was like, nah, there's probably children sitting in between and, I don't know, people sleeping on the floor. So I got to go eyeball it one at a time. But I was trying to go like 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3 and tap the phone.
That's weird to count increments of 3.
Yeah, because I would start going like 1 in the rows and I was like 9, 10, where am I at? So I was just like, if I can have like 3 to 5, I was just like, I look at them and like I see those 3 and I'm like, boom, 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 boom.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
But then I always ended up with like the rows would not end. It was like 1, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Then it was like 1, 2, or 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And I was like, but whatever. So yeah, I did count them, and it's kind of awkward standing up there because everyone can see you. And you're just standing.
On the steeple.
I was up on the steeple looking. I'm like, y'all look like ants from up here.
Is that a person or a backpack?
Is that a person or a water bottle? Yeah, but I'll be doing it all year, Alex, so.
Really?
Yep, it's part of my job.
Weird.
For events, yeah.
Oh. You're gonna get real good at counting to 3.
Super thankful. Yeah, I know. I can count to 3 like no one's business.
With the best of them.
With the best of them.
Put me in a counting to 3 contest.
I just might take gold.
Gold.
1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
How many fingers am I holding up?
27.
You're right.
Which is divisible by 3, mind you.
We're talking about a lot of math today.
Yeah, let's avoid it from now on.
No one likes.
Alex, did you? What were some of your responsibilities throughout the week? I had to count. I'm sure you counted your blessings of all the work you got to do.
Of course. There's plenty of blessings if we're counting work as blessings. Which yeah. I would say most of the time it is.
Mm-hmm.
But let's see, what was I doing? I was doing a lot of setup, a lot of tear down, a lot of watching. Just, you know, you look around, you see what needs to be done, just do it. Being available, that kind of thing. That's like kind of it. I'm sure there's more. I'm just not thinking too much about it.
I understand.
Biggest thing was moving those chairs.
Lots and lots of chairs.
Lots and lots of chairs.
Let me see. How many were there? 336 chairs.
Wait, is that divisible by three?
Yeah.
Wow.
Comes out to like
112.
215.
No.
I know. I was just trying to throw you off.
I was right.
I also had people, while I was counting, look at me and go, 27, 23, 9, 10, 10. I was like, just let me count these people. I was like, you're going to mess me up. So if I didn't have the counting app, I would have recorded that we had a million people there.
We had three people.
No, at least three. It's like, oh, how many were that? At least three. I don't know. When in reality, there's 1,300. Hey, I wouldn't be wrong.
You wouldn't. What I was going to get to with the chairs was that we were transporting. You know, it's okay, Trent. Don't worry about it. We'll get around eventually. But what I was going to say about the chairs, that we had to move from a trailer from the church to the place where the conference is being held. And so as we were transporting them back, we fill up the trailer, empty it. And we're doing that. We're going back to where the conference was. And we had the trailer on the back, and we're going, and you know what a fishtail is? Looks like.
Yeah.
You know, just wobbly wobbly.
Is it like a ponytail?
Something like that. If you know, they were to shake their head,
that would like a little fin.
So you could call it a ponytail if you want, but this trailer started a ponytail behind us, and as in it was going side to side, it was wobbling. And we were driving, by the way, and we're like, what is happening? And then we just hear the from it hitting the ground.
Uh-huh.
We're like, oh, goodness. So we had to stop the van that we were pulling the trailer with. We get out, and the trailer had come off of the van hitch.
That's scary.
It was. You were there.
I know. I was just letting you tell the story. Oh, I was just letting the audience just soak it in.
Listening in the third person.
Yeah.
Like that.
No, but it was loud and it was scary.
It was. And then we got out, and the chains, there's like a, we have like, I don't know if you know how trailers work, but well, oftentimes it's on the hitch, and then we put chains to connect as like a second line of defense, and those chains had just broke off when we got out. And so we got, I'm very thankful for the safety that was provided.
Yes. Because that trailer could have swung in traffic.
It could have been real bad.
Yeah.
So that's trailer problems with Trent and Alex.
Trailer problems with Trent and Alex.
Another trailer problem, first of all, is backing up a trailer. I don't know if you guys have ever done that, whoever's listening.
That's a whole different world.
My goodness. I've been doing it for the first time this past like week and a half, and I'm still not good at it.
I think it takes a long time.
You don't think it takes a week and a half?
If you did it every day, like all day, you might get it.
Yeah.
But if you're just doing it sporadically, spontaneously throughout that week and a half, oof, it's going to be a while.
It's something.
But, yeah. So
go back up a trailer this week, listeners.
Homework.
I don't. You might be younger than the age of driving, but, you know, find a trailer. You can back it up.
Just find one.
On your Tonka truck.
And if it's like our trailer, it might just be unhitched, so you could probably take it.
You just take ours. I think it's still inside the road.
No, but you have to return it because it's not very tucked in to steal things.
We don't like to steal here. Well, sometimes you might. If it's an accident.
No, we keep it.
It's a reference to episode 2.
Oh, right.
In my thievery that gets brought up a lot.
Once and again.
Almost every week I hear about it.
I think this is the first week we've referenced it.
Oh, I'm talking about my daily life.
Do you bring it up with yourself?
No, other people.
I can't believe I did that.
Other people do.
Mm-hmm. Your inner brain, you're like, remember when you stole? Remember when you took that pizza?
It still haunts me. My conscience. My Jiminy Cricket.
Your Jiminy Cricket?
Yeah. Mm. Pinocchio?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. You know what, Trent? I was going to say that it was time for fan mail, and I was going to get so excited.
Open now.
But stop right there, because there's no fan mail.
There's no fan mail?
Ope, and now it's not time for fan mail.
Alex.
I know. Oh, Trent, don't cry. Oh, no.
I'm okay.
All right, well, sorry, Trent. Maybe next week. Well, not next week. Maybe okay. 2 weeks.
I'm okay.
Guys, we need fan mail for Trent's emotional health.
Yeah, I need people.
He needs validation.
I need criticism.
So send us an email. We already said it, but tuckedintpodcast@gmail.com. Send us a little something, something.
Please. It makes it a lot more fun. And we love hearing from our listeners.
Hearing, listening, all that jazz.
What did you just become? Hearing, listeners, all that jazz.
Oh, it's, yep.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Well, one thing that did not disappoint this week was our Locked In and Locked Out.
That's true.
We had quite the feedback. It was pretty exciting, actually. 3 different days. I got 3 different people.
Confirmations. Well, let's go ahead and go over them.
Yeah, yeah.
What was your locked in trend
from last week? My locked in from this week was someone wearing something green. Could have been accessories. Could have been green toothpaste that you used that morning. I don't know. Green fingernail polish is still stuck in there. Lettuce they had eaten from the night before. Had a whole garden growing in their teeth. But it could have been anything green. And I got 3 different times that people said, hey, I was wearing green. 3 different people all told me that. So confirmation times 3.
Do it. Cube it. 1, 2, 3. Confirmation 1, 2, 3. Cubed.
1, 2, 3. Yeah, 1, 2, 3. That's right.
We love the number 3 on this podcast.
I just can't get it. It doesn't stay away from
3
me.
3 is the official number of the Tucked In Deep podcast.
Okay. All right. That's fine with me.
All right.
I like that. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. So, should I do my locked out? Should we do yours?
No, go ahead. What was your locked out?
My locked out was someone who had not brushing their teeth yet of that day of first listening. And I did not receive any feedback for that. So I'm going to say locked out.
As long as we're not counting me. I'm just kidding.
What?
I'm just joking. My teeth are brushed.
They're clean.
Smell. We're also like 5 feet away, so trust me.
Yeah, don't worry. I did not actually smell his breath.
Although you wouldn't be disappointed. I just had a bunch of bubblegum today.
Mmm. Artificial flavor. What flavor is bubblegum?
Bubblegum.
Well, what is bubblegum?
I don't know.
Okay, while you talk about your locked in, locked out, I'm going to look it up.
Okay. Well, my locked in was someone who was eating while listening. Oh, sorry. My locked in was someone that was eating, and we got confirmation that one person was eating while wearing the color green, first of all, which is pretty impressive. And then I got confirmation from someone else who was also eating. So, confirmation there. And then on my locked out was someone who was running.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah,
no one said anything about it.
Nothing? Okay.
So,
2 for 2 for both of us.
Yep. So,
and if you had,
I'm at 4-0.
And I'm at 2-2.
Mm-hmm.
All right. This week, going into this next week, what are you thinking for your locked in, locked out, Alex?
All right. My locked in is going to be someone over the height of 6'2".
Are you serious?
Yes.
So 6'3 or above? Or
yep.
Like
6'2 or above.
6'2", 1? 6'2", 2?
Yeah, all those. It's above.
Okay.
Yeah, so if you're over 6'2 and you're listening, let us know.
Wow, that's a risky one.
And then my locked out is someone under 5 foot.
Okay. Under 5 foot?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
So if you're under 5...
I already know someone who's under 5 foot that's going to listen.
No way?
Yeah.
For sure they're going to listen?
Yes. Eventually. Maybe not this week, but eventually.
Okay, well, I'm going to still lock it in.
Okay. You know who I'm talking about if I told you.
Okay.
Maybe. But anyway, okay. Sticking with the heights. Not a bad strategy. For myself, I'm going to say locked in this week is somebody with a last name.
Ooh.
That has, I'm not thinking of anyone in particular, okay? Last name that has a V in it. I don't think I really know too many.
Okay.
Is that risky? Is that cheating?
That's a little risky.
If I'm thinking of somebody.
Did you?
No, I did not think of anybody.
Well, you already said
I thought of someone, but he's not going to listen.
Oh, is he a pastor?
No.
Oh.
Anyway, so yeah, V in the last name locked out this week is somebody who looks... Never what mind. Never mind.
Who's ugly.
I was not... No. No. Everyone's created beautiful by the Lord.
Fearfully and wonderfully.
My locked out is some... Is somebody... Oh, man. Hold on. I didn't think this through. Is somebody wearing two different colored socks?
Okay.
Okay.
Why are you doing that if you're doing it?
Don't be like that. Don't be being like that. Do your laundry. Match your socks.
That's a good word.
Lonely socks? Uh-uh. What's a good word? Lonely?
No, as in like a word. Like a phrase. I don't know. You never heard of that before?
Uh-uh.
Someone say, oh, that's a good word. That's a good word.
Usually
like,
I use...
It's a good thought.
Kind usually of thing. I use a word that actually means what it means to describe something.
Usually, I'm not usual.
Match your socks, do your laundry. Which one? What was a good word?
No. Oh,
the whole thing?
I said like the thought. So like...
Whoa. So you said phrase. You said word meant phrase. Now you're saying word means thought?
It's like a thought or a phrase. Like when you said, do your laundry... Match your socks. That's a good word.
I do not agree with you and how you use that. But that's okay. I don't have to. I do not have to. All right. We'll see what happens this week for that. I did find what flavor bubblegum is supposed to be, or what combination of flavors it is, and you'll probably never guess it. It reminds me of the Dr. Pepper, how Dr. Pepper is like 23 random flavors that you'd never want to mix together. That's bubblegum. And so if you want to keep enjoying bubblegum the rest of your life, you can mute the podcast or skip ahead a couple minutes because you probably won't like it after this.
Uh-oh.
Actually, we will. It's just going to be weird to think about. Okay. Combination of fruits, spices, and other flavors. We're going to run through the fruits. Here we go. Banana. We got pineapple, strawberry, cherry, orange, lemon, raspberry, blueberry, and watermelon all in there. Spices, there's cinnamon in there. There's cloves in there. There's wintergreen and... another form of cinnamon in there. And then other flavors, vanilla, lemon, and orange oil. All in bubblegum.
Wow.
Yeah, that's weird,
that's
huh?
That's a lot.
Do you think that was an accidental? Like, who made that? Who throws all that together? Said, this could taste good.
Mr. Bubble.
Hey, kids will like this.
Yeah, I don't even know actually where you come up. Like, I don't know. I feel like at one point in my life, I heard that it started out as rubber. That they were chewing?
I heard... Oh.
Is that right?
Ew.
Does that
like
sound
the OG bubblegum was his rubber?
I might have heard
that. Is that where the term don't swallow bubblegum came from? Like, do not. It's rubber. Don't swallow.
Start
that.
Bouncing around.
You'll be so bouncy.
But I don't even know. That might not even be true, so...
I'll go with it until I figure it out otherwise.
Okay. It's official.
Are you going to keep chewing bubblegum after knowing all that?
Yeah, I will.
Okay, all right. You really want watermelon, raspberry, blueberry. I don't know if I said blueberry. Carrot, radish, lettuce, cilantro, apple.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm saying
really I like things. All those individually, so let's Hold just on, let put me them see. All together.
Well,
why not?
Let me see how many there are. That's like well over 10 different flavorings that go into bubblegum. Not cool. Not cool. I'm not a huge fan of bubblegum anyway. I like it because it blows bubbles, but flavoring-wise, it's okay. It makes a decent medicine flavoring, better than grape and cherry. So I like it for that reason. I don't chew it very often, though. Rarely ever. Maybe one Saturday a month, I'll chew bubblegum.
Yeah, I'd say every Saturday of every month, I chew bubblegum, but usually only on Saturdays.
Yeah, Saturday's National Bubblegum Chewing Day.
If you guys didn't know. Yeah.
Hey, next Saturday, guys, let's all chew bubblegum together at noon.
And we'll blow a bubble at noon. All at one time, and it'll pop, and then we'll see if we can hear each other. All
right, Saturday the... what is that, the 10th? Saturday what? The...
Oh, yeah.
Saturday, like August 10th. I want all of us to chew bubblegum at noon, okay? We're all going to blow a bubble right at noon. Me and Alex will post a video of us doing it.
Okay, we will.
On the Patreon.
On the Patreon?
On the Patreon.
Okay, just gotta blow a bubble. If you want to see it.
We're all going to do it, though. And then that way, the world is going to be like a balloon. We're going to shift the weight of the world with our bubblegum balloon.
We're going to float up higher.
We're going to float up higher.
Because of the bubbles.
And we're going to stop time for a second because we manipulated the Earth's orbit. And to know that, we got to look at the church steeple.
Got to manipulate time.
And once we see the church steeple's a little off on its shadow, we know we did it. By how many minutes? One, two, three. At least three.
At least three. That was callback overload. That was crazy.
Sorry, was that too much?
No, I enjoyed it.
Good. Yeah. So did I. I really liked it. Anyway,
so if you
join
want
us.
See us. Yeah, if you
join
want to
us
see
live
us.
Noon, August 10th.
And if you want to see it, join the Patreon. That'd be amazing. That'd be beautiful.
Spectacular.
Handsome.
Splendorocious.
Yes.
I think I made that word up.
I kind of like it. Wait, really quick. Name three words that don't exist. That's okay.
Differentiates a noise from a word.
The letters.
I could spell.
No, you can't.
Yeah, I can. I could definitely spell it.
No.
Yeah, I can.
I don't want to hear it.
Well, I could spell it. You can spell anything.
No.
Make a noise. You can spell that.
Spell it.
What was the noise? That?
Yeah.
It's obviously B-R.
Is it?
Yeah. B-R. E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E.
Maybe we should have a sound spelling bee where I make a
and
sound.
Whatever the judge likes best, he chooses. He's yes. Like, yeah, I like that one.
Or maybe we give, make a couple noises now for people to tell us how to spell it in an email.
Okay. You want to go first?
Okay. Bianch.
Okay. I was not expecting that. Okay, here we go.
All right, spell those and let us know.
Anyway, so what are three words that don't exist for you, Alex?
Barked. That's a word.
I think I know why your mind went barked.
Why?
Because you don't want dogs to exist.
That's right.
So you said, bark.
I don't
I don't ever want to bark.
Exactly. I can't think of words.
Well, it wouldn't be a word then. It'd just be a noise. Right?
No. Well, we made it a word.
Okay, how about this word?
Narbus.
Okay, what does that mean? Give me a definition.
Narbus means to leave with malice.
Okay. I was thinking like...
You're wrong.
Okay. Well, I'm going to use it as in like the tucked in T way to like say, cool, awesome, like Narbus, bro.
Oh, I kind of like that.
Narbus.
Did we just come up with our
we can make it an acronym.
The official word of the Tucked in T podcast.
Narbus?
Yes.
Let's make sure. How do you spell it? Let's make sure it's not a word already.
N-A-R-B-A-S.
Hold on here. Spell that again. N-A-R.
Yeah.
B. What?
A-S. surely.
Narbis family history. It's a family name.
It's a last name. Oh, my goodness.
I'm
Jack Narbis. This is my wife, Ellie Narbis.
Bert Narbis. Oh, definition Spanish. Is this a Spanish word?
We started a restaurant.
It's Chili's. Oh, that's Barbis.
Okay, cool. Don't let me talk.
I'm so sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry, dude.
It wasn't funny anyway.
No, tell me.
I was going to say we started a restaurant, Chili's Grill and Bar Narbis.
What? Did you spell it E-S, A-S, or I-S?
A-S.
Oh, it was A-S.
Yeah.
Yeah, not a word.
Great.
I'll call
the Oxford Dictionary people and
put it in there.
We'll get that in there, yeah.
Let me voice it and say the word and see what it spells it as. Narbis. It said nervous. Yeah, we're good, dude. Narbis. Okay.
Narbis, the official word.
Of the Tucked In Tea. Sponsored by...
The letter three. The number three.
The letter three. The official number, Narbis. The official letter, three. The official word is wash your laundry. Do your socks. Official.
It's a good word.
That's the official word. Alex, did you have anything special you wanted to bring up this podcast?
I do. Regarding the Patreon.
Okay.
Because, okay, so for those who might not know, because some of you, makes no sense for you to know, that we are recording back-to-back episodes today because we'll be apart for the next week and a half, and so we'd be unable to record.
You wouldn't want it to happen. It would be bad audio. Mm-hmm. It would just not be good.
Be over Zoom or something.
Yeah, WhatsApp.
Yeah, but I guess the audio wouldn't be as bad as episode number two, but...
Probably not. Probably not. But, yeah, so we're going to go back-to-back.
And then usually we would do a after show, the More Tucked In Tea after show, but we're doing something a little special.
It's going to be fun.
It's going to be real fun. So, should we... I guess we should say it tuned. Now. No, we should say it now.
You think so?
Because...
We can say it in the next podcast.
Well, that there has to wait another week for that. And we're going to record the first part you're right. After this episode.
You're right. I totally forgot.
Yeah. Yeah, you Narbis.
Okay, that's a different way of using it.
You can use it any
that's
way you want.
That's not very tucked. It's a word to use however you want.
Yeah, I guess so.
Ow, my Narbis! Had my Narbis removed. Got some Narbis work done. So there I was, filling up the Narbis. Next thing I know, I'm wearing mismatched socks.
Do laundry.
Do laundry.
Good word.
Good word. Yeah, so we can tell them. So I have a little challenge for Alex. I'm going to a different world. Not different world, sorry. Different. I'm going to a different country. Next week, Branson, Missouri. So we're going to be there, and I'm going to spend some days there with my family.
Quality time.
Some good quality family time. Alex is going to meet my family there after we leave.
I don't
so
think I am.
He's going to go. We're going to leave. Alex is moving in town, and he's going to spend some time there with his family.
Yeah, so basically right as Trent leaves, I'm entering into Branson.
Yes, a Potter family exit. Left straight, left stage, Alex family, enter, right stage.
Okay.
Just going to swap out the scene there. And so Alex then is going to wreak havoc on Branson with his family and just enjoy himself. So I thought of something. We have our Tucked In Tea stickers, which we still have some.
They're running out. So
we still have some.
If you want some, you got to let us know.
Still for sale.
We've got a few left, so.
We may even be willing to barter with you.
What?
We may drop the price.
Are we dropping the price right now?
Do you think so?
Let's just do it.
All right. So originally it was $5 for two stickers, $3 for one. We're going to drop that to...
$2 for one.
$2 for one. $3. I like that number. $3 for two stickers.
Okay.
Okay. Drop the price. Boom, wow. Right now.
And if you bought it before...
should have kept the receipt.
No rain check.
So anyway, so we still have some stickers. I'm going to take one or two or three or whatever. I might do three because I like that number. So I'm going to take some stickers. And there's an amusement park in Branson, Missouri named Silver Dollar City.
Say that five times fast.
Silver Dollar City, Silver Dollar City, Silver Dollar City, Silver Dollar City, Silver Dollar City.
That was better than I could have done.
Wow. Okay. Good word. So I'm going to go there. Alex is going to go with his family several days, maybe 4 or 5 days after we're there, or maybe a week. Who knows? Mm-hmm. But this is going to be the challenge. I'm going to take some stickers, and I'm going to put them somewhere in the amusement park when I'm there with my family. Alex's job is to find the tucked in tea stickers and go on a little treasure hunt. Where's the tucked in tea sticker? And yeah, we're going to post it on the Patreon. We're going to let you guys get involved. It's going to be a fun time. So Alex is going on a treasure hunt for some stickers, and we'll see if he can do it.
It'll be fun. So
I'll give him some hints if he needs it.
Yeah, join the Patreon to get a glimpse of that.
So be looking out for that this week.
It'll be good.
I believe Wednesday or Tuesday, it should be the day that I hide my secret stickers.
Cool. And then that next week is when my video will come out.
Yes.
Of finding.
Did he find them? Who knows? Did he find all three? It's a big amusement park.
It is. It's good size. It's a fun place.
So I'm going to put it inside one of the roller coaster carts. So you have to sit in the same seat I sat.
Oh, that'd be kind of cool. But I feel like it wouldn't last there.
No, they would take it off.
Yeah.
Well, maybe I don't want to vandalize, so I'll have to be. I'll have to do it carefully.
And respectfully.
And, of course, respectfully. And my goal is not to vandalize the park. So maybe if I just have to set it some...
Stick it on a worker.
They have to wear this... they just have to not wash their clothes.
So and, you have to find one of the workers. It's like, he probably doesn't wash his clothes often. So I think it's safe.
I could give it to a vendor. Be like, hey, when Alex comes here... You ask him for the password.
He's going to ask for Dippin' Dots.
If he says...
But you give him this sticker with a turkey leg.
You say, if he tells you he's locked in, give him the sticker. He's like, I'm off next week. I'm like, oh, whatever.
I'm excited for this game. It's going to be fun.
We'll see what happens with it. Stay tuned.
Do it. Get your stickers.
Stick them respectful places.
Yep. Also, ooh, that'd be kind of fun. Send us pictures of your stickers in the wild.
Please, please, please.
So if you have them on your cup, if you have them on your toothbrush.
On your dog.
On your toenail.
Don't send us that one.
We'll post every other one on our Instagram besides the toenail.
Yeah, don't. Please, 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 no.
So yeah, send us.
We'd love to post and
brag on our wonderful fans.
Yes. Our loyal, wonderful fans. We're very respectful.
Yes. Respectfully.
And tucked into the max.
To the maximus.
Put her there. Maybe I have a thought about maybe some put her there merch.
Ooh. So okay.
Stay tuned for that too.
Oh, if you would buy like a t-shirt, let us know.
Yeah. If you would actually support in more merch, reach out.
We get that we're pretty young and green in this podcast game.
Oh, we're still being weaned.
But we'd love to bring out some merch or something. It'd be kind of fun.
It's fun for us. I just want to... Our goal is just for it to be fun for you guys.
My goal, really. Actually, is...
Oh, he has a different goal.
Yeah, to someday find our merch in a thrift store. But 15 years down the road. 15 years down the road, I want to be out of Goodwill. I say...
I just know that. I am that.
That's me.
That's the podcast we deleted 5 years ago.
After our 12th child.
Whoa.
That would... a couple twins,
maybe?
You
say 12 years from now?
A couple twins.
You have 12 kids in 12 years?
Well, I imagine, you know, quintuplets and...
Next thing you know, it just adds up. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. That's 12. Oh, my stomach is cramping from laughing.
Really?
That's a good sign.
Good.
That's a good sign. Alex... We're here.
And we are also there.
We're here, we're there. We're everywhere. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2. Anyway, a little thought I had this week, just thinking about my own life and something the Lord's been working on my heart about. Just simply, as we close up, The thought of the roles God has placed us in, and the opportunities he's allowed us to be a part of, and thinking of all the different ways that God allows us to be influenced by people, be blessed by people, be able to be a part of other people's lives. And we all have different roles. You know, a child of God would be our first one, I believe, our son or a daughter of our parents, a student, a friend, a wife or a husband in a relationship somehow. So we each have different roles, and the Lord's been kind of helping me to see that I need to get my roles in order, if that makes sense, and organize the roles and just to be able to focus on them specifically, individually, and just let God work through those things in my life. So we each have roles. God has blessed us in so many ways. And it's easy to let those roles get overlapped and give the things wrong priorities. So just spend some time with God. Get your roles figured out. And it'll be so much better, especially when God's first. Keep God first.
Yeah.
Keep God first. Keep your tea tucked in. And focus. Let God show you things you can work on in those different roles and improve.
Yeah, that's good. The thought I had for the week came when we were at a gas station, me and you, Trent. So this comes with a little bit of a story, but we were picking up something for someone's birthday. It's not that important, but we were picking something up, and we were trying to decide what we should get them. And because there's like a gas station, but they have a drive-thru, just by the way.
Yeah.
And so we go through the drive-thru, and we're just like being ourselves. We're just smiling, and we're just laughing, trying to figure out what we're going to get. So we're asking the lady at the window what we should get. And she just like looks at us, and she kind of just stops for a second. She says, oh, she uses the word cheesing, as in smiling. She goes, why y'all cheesing so much? And I was like, what? And she's like, yeah, why y'all cheesing? Y'all high? And so she was like, oh, why are you smiling so much? You know, she's asking if we're high on, you know, some sort of drug. And and obviously, me and Trent were not, okay?
Of course.
Goes without saying. But she had confused our joy, our happiness, with this artificial joy that she sees when people, you know, take drugs and do all these things. So I looked at her, I pointed at her, and I said, listen, I've never smoked a day in my life, but we're just happy because we have Jesus in our hearts. And so that thought came to mind after that, just taking joy in Jesus, taking joy in who he is to you personally, because he's touched all our lives in a different way. I know how he's moved in my life. I know how he's moved in your life, and you would be able to know more in depth than that. And you listening, Jesus is doing things. God's doing things in your life, and he's a part of your life. So take joy in that. Mm-hmm. Take joy in God being in control and God being a part of your life, and that just leads to, you know, just you being happy. People have always asked me a lot why I smile so much, but I don't know. I just have joy that comes from the peace that God gives. And so that's just something I was thinking about.
That's really good too.
Yeah.
And that happens when God is top priority. Yes. And when nothing is mixed up, God is first in your life. And joy is natural and it's pretty awesome.
It's not a fruit of the spirit for no reason.
That's right. And it's not a fruit in bubblegum for that reason.
Yep. Cinnamon, toast, and joy.
What was that second one?
Toast.
Toast? Cinnamon, toast, and crunch. Okay. Well, band's playing. Oh, an update while they play. We did not get 5 new patrons.
Well, not yet. We still have till this Monday, so a couple days from now.
Well, we have 3.
Yeah, so if we get 2 before Monday, then we get to know many people. Well, Trent.
Well.
It's the end. We're different.
Stay different.
Stay tucked
in.
What a dumb thing.
All right.
Love ya. Bye.
See y'all. Have a great week. Hey, keep God first.
Have joy.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. We really appreciate it. And we love it when you subscribe to the Patreon. Keep listening every Monday. That's a fun day when you listen to the Tucked In Tea. Podcast.